Good morning. This is Brother Marlon with the Daily Inspiration this morning. Praise the Lord for a new day. This morning I want to speak about something that is one of the most important things in this world. And they're all around you. There's lots of them. You could say the easy answer to that is your soul. And that is right. Your soul is one of the most important things in this world. The things of this world are going to pass away. They're going to disappear. They're going to burn up. But your soul and the souls of your children and the souls of the people around you will never go away. They will be here forever. And I want to bring something forth that is very wonderful to think about if you're a child of God. What's going to happen with our soul? What happens with the soul of man? What happens with man in general? But as a man goes, so does his soul. We know that's either going to go to heaven or hell. So, starting in Isaiah verse 40, or chapter 40, verse 1, comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she hath received of the Lord's hand double of all her sins. The voice of him that cries in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and crooked shall be made straight, and rough places plain. And just for an allegory there, sake of the conversation there, you see a train track, and you see how the mountains have been made low, and the valleys have been brought up. Maybe they put a bridge across, or they put a tunnel through the mountains, and they go to great length and great depth to keep that railroad track as flat as possible, so the railroad track, the car can run on it. And also in the old times, they would, when the queen or the king wanted to go somewhere, they would send out servants to remove the stones, to lift up the hills, lift up the valleys, maybe put a bridge in, and there are the hills, so it's not quite as much of a hard climb, and that the road would be easier for the king and the queen. And here, John the Baptist is, we know that this prophecy was fulfilled with John the Baptist when he went crying in the wilderness there in the beginning, right before Jesus began preaching. And he was preparing the way of the Lord. He was making straight way for Jesus to come and to speak into the heart of men. He's preparing the hearts of the people around him. And continuing here in verse 5, and this Lord of the Lord shall be revealed in all flesh, shall be together, speaking about Jesus. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. And the voice said, cry, and he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass. All the goodliness thereof is as a flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Short is grass, people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. So here's what's going to happen. Here's what happens to man. A young man, we may become, a young man is strong, but as you get older, you begin to get weaker. And when you really, you just see that a man is, you say, wow, he's really weak and feeble. And that's how it is with grass. Grass grows and it gets bigger and bigger. And then finally it dies and falls over with flowers. You end up blooming for a season. And then all the pebbles fall off and fade away. And it's exactly how man is. We grow and grow. And then we fade. And then finally we die. And we move on to another world. We can either go into the heavens or we can go into hell. But our soul is going to last forever. And that's what I want us to really realize, that our soul, the soul of you and your children and those around you, are going to last forever. It's not just something that's here and then will not be after you pass away. It's going to be forever. This is the Word of God is going to be forever. But the Word of God actually becomes a little like an owner's manual or a instruction sheet. When you buy something, you want to put it together, there's an instruction sheet that comes with it. Well, that instruction sheet becomes helpful when you need to find out how to put this thing together. And that's just how it is with the Bible. The Bible is actually your instruction sheet. It's what you can stand on. It's what you can use to figure out where your soul is going. your soul is going to go somewhere, and it's going to fade away. It's here now, but it's soon going to be gone in the there and forever. So just to realize that the Bible is your owner's manual. The Bible is your instruction sheet. This is what you need to use to figure out where your soul is going to go. So I'm going to read in 1 Peter here in the New Testament, chapter 1, verse 24, we find the exact same words. They're repeated. They're pulled right out of the Old Testament. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. So there's the thought that just as the flower and the grass fadeth and dieth, so will the soul, but the word of the Lord endures forever. It will never go away. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. But then right before that, there's a two very profound verses. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto sincere love the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently. Oh, to love our brethren with a fervent love, with a pure heart. But here's one of those instructions that you will find for your soul. Seeing that ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth, the Spirit, in obeying the Word of God, unto unfeigned or sincere love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently. And then here's another seed, being born again, not of the corruptible seed, not of Adam's seed, but of the incorruptible, of God, of Jesus, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Here again is that promise that this instruction sheet will live and abide forever. Just to remember that your soul is going somewhere, use the owner's manual, and believe the owner's manual. Well, God bless you and have a wonderful day.